From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. There are two reported victims in a hostage taking at a supermarket in Trebes in southern France. The mayor of the town said on Friday, as La Dépêche du Midi newspaper reported, one person has died. Bill Gallo has more.
The condition of the two victims was not immediately known. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe told reporters on Friday the hostage-taking ongoing in the southwestern France town of Trebes seems to be a terrorist act. Philippe also said that one police officer had been injured, but that his life was not in danger. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Sarah Hemrajani has China's reaction to new trade tariffs U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday.
China urged Donald Trump to pull back from the brink on Friday and to back up the tough talk. Beijing says it will now slap tariffs on $3 billion of U.S. imports. And there may be more on the way. Penalties on U.S. wine, dried fruit and steel pipes could be next. It may seem like an arbitrary list, but those measures will likely hurt American farmers, both in states with strong Trump support in the U.S. heartland as well as California.
That was reporter Sarah Hemrajani. The White House announced late Thursday which countries will be temporarily exempt from the tariffs on steel and aluminum that go into effect Friday. Earlier this month, President Trump announced 25% tariffs on steel coming into the country and 10% tariffs on imported aluminum. The countries winning the temporary exemptions are Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Mexico, South Korea, and the member countries of the European Union. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. A Spanish Supreme Court judge has charged 13 Catalan separatist politicians, including fugitive President Carles Puigdemont, with rebellion for their attempt to declare independence from Spain. The indictment wraps up a four-month-long investigation into the events of last fall. Rebellion charges are punishable with up to 30 years in prison under Spanish laws. Several European governments moved closer Friday to expelling Russian diplomats in a show of support for Britain, which has ordered 23 undeclared intelligence agents out after a nerve attack on a former Russian spy. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar spoke to reporters ahead of a Brexit meeting in Brussels.
I think that what occurred in Salisbury was loathsome and reprehensible, and we're going to stand right beside the UK on that issue.
In a boost to Prime Minister Theresa May, the European Union as a whole agreed late Thursday to pin the blame on Moscow for the attack, which a judge in England said may have left ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter with brain damage. Friday, airstrikes killed at least 37 people in a Syrian town in the eastern Ghouta area. The strikes come as another rebel group called for a ceasefire to negotiate evacuations. Jeff Custer has more.
The rebel group Felak al-Rahman, one of the last three operating in the sprawling region, said the ceasefire went into effect midnight Thursday. Spokesman Wael Olwan said intense government attacks targeted the area controlled by his group amid a ground push. Rescuers, known as White Helmets, said all 37 people died in a single airstrike that hit an underground shelter in Arbin. Alwan said his group has reached out to the United Nations to negotiate the ceasefire amid the government escalation. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump is replacing National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster with John Bolton, a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Bolton starts his position on April 9th. In his view, Bolton said the National Security Advisor has two roles.
One is to make sure that the president is presented with all of the options and the pluses and minuses of each of them so that he can make a fully informed decision.
He said the second one was to implement the decisions that the president made. Trump has repeatedly clashed with McMaster, a respected three-star general, and talk that McMaster would soon leave the administration had picked up in recent weeks. President Donald Trump's lead lawyer in the Russia probe, John Dowd, resigned Thursday. The latest twist in an investigation that continues to cast a shadow over the Trump White House. Congressional Democrats have expressed alarm that this may lead to the firing of special counsel Robert Mueller. Some Republicans were also speaking out to that regard. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.